Milwaukee's troubles are well documented. The city is most recently making headlines for a dramatic spike in gun deaths, but its problems span decades and run the gamut from high infant mortality rates to mass incarceration of black men. Recent census data shows that a third of Milwaukeeans live in poverty, including 4 in 10 children.
But alongside those challenges, there are a whole host of organizations trying to make positive changes in the city. And Milwaukee's Local Initiative Support Corporation recently recognized a number of these groups with the Milwaukee Awards for Neighborhood Development Innovation.
The recognized groups have worked on projects like providing arts education for disadvantaged kids, restorative programs for women who have engaged in prostitution, and building parks in vacant lots. Here with us now are some of those winners. Daisy Bowman is the Associate Director of Express Yourself Milwaukee. Daisy, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Tim McCullough is Program Manager for Homegrown. Welcome, Tim.
Great to be here.
And Donna Hippis is the Sister Program Director at the Benedict Center. Donna, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Daisy, we'll start with you and your association with Express Yourself Milwaukee. Can you tell us, for starting out, exactly what Express Yourself Milwaukee, what it does?
Sure. Well, we are a multidisciplinary arts program, and even more than an arts education program, we are really a therapeutic based model. And our founder really believed in art therapy as a practice, and that the creative process as a tool to learn how to work together with others. And so while it's multidisciplinary, it's also really rooted in building relationships with others, especially positive adult youth relationships.
Now, your group won a People's Choice Award. What role do you think that the arts play in raising healthy kids?
They're such an important aspect in raising healthy, well-rounded children. And I really believe that one of the things that's lacking in our community is that ability to find joy and to maintain that youthfulness. And I think what we're doing is really trying to provide an opportunity for youth to maintain their youth through that creative arts process.
And you said this has a therapeutic component. How do you see that playing out in the lives of the kids that you work with?
Sure. So we work within a lot of different agencies across the city. We work mostly incarcerated youth, so with the detention center, with state corrections, with a lot of transitional facilities, shelter care programs, as well as after school programs. And so what we're really trying to do is remove the stigma that the word therapy brings, and really offer an experience that can normalize youth's experiences overall across the board. And really, I think that arts are able to do that because they're inherently therapeutic, if that makes sense.
And in particular, you know, if someone is involved in your program, what sorts of things might they get to engage in, get to try out?
Sure. So we have a wonderfully talented team of about 20 artists who we work with annually, and it spans visual art, music, movement, dance, poetry, spoken word, drumming, theater. So it's a wide range of, and variety of different arts. And the model is really multidisciplinary at its core and collaborative at its core. So we try to create exchange processes across all of these disciplines and really offer a wide range of experiences to youth who may not have access to one or the other, and may not know that that's something that they may find to be helpful for them. And so each team, our team of artists kind of breaks up into teams of 3 or 4 and goes on site and works with youth and offers each of these different disciplines over a course of 12 weeks in the fall, and then again in the spring. And so we work with a year-round sort of approach alongside the school year, and really give a wide range of opportunities to young people in that way.
Have you seen differences in the kids that you've worked with? Maybe a particular story comes to mind.
Yes, you know, of course, there's so many stories, and This is always the moment when I can never think of them. You know, I just recently we were up at State Corrections at Lincoln Hills Copper Lake School, which is juvenile corrections for the state of Wisconsin, and it's where all of the young people who enter into secure facility go. And it's up in central Wisconsin, very far from Milwaukee, and a large demographic of those. Of those young people up there are from the city and are from the inner city. And so when we were up there recently, I remember being in a group, and over the course of our session with them, just the shift in the understanding that there are people who actually care about and are interested in working and understanding them and value their contributions. And while this isn't a very specific example, you know, the resistance that we were met with at the start of that group with this particular young person to the end, where he was very, very interested in connecting with us when he left Lincoln Hills, and when he just in his art practice during that group, he kind of stirred things up, and he wasn't interested in what we were actually working on or the project. And by the end of it, he sort of was owning the process. You know, he wasn't totally bought in, but that it kind of shifted his perspective and understanding that that we have some of the same frustrations and that we have a lot of the same challenges around how we are in our humanness, and I think that was a place where we could kind of explore that together, and not in a very direct way, but I think that in that very small way, it was our ability to kind of work through that process and understand that that we have the same pride, we have a lot of the same fears, and that did shift. So that was kind of a long-winded story for something very small, but I think there are examples of that across the board in the work that we're doing, and it's honestly, to me, it's the smiles at the end of the day that really light up my heart and make me feel like we are impacting and making changes, small changes, one at a time. So
we're talking right now with Daisy Bowman, Associate Director of Express Yourself Milwaukee, as we take a look at three winners of the Mandy Awards, Milwaukee Awards for Neighborhood Development Innovation. And we're going to go next to Tim McCullough, Program Manager for Brewers Community Foundation Public Space, and that won that the Brewers Community Foundation Public Space Award, I should say, for Ezekiel Gillespie Park. And Tim, where did the idea for this park come from?
The idea for this park came from, it was Homegrown's really initial neighborhood project in 2014. The Mayor's Homegrown Initiative went operational in early 2014, and we wanted to make a very special place to showcase the possibilities of what the Mayor is trying to accomplish in the Homegrown Initiative in terms of rehabbing vacant spaces, especially on the north side of town, trying to increase access to healthy food and create kind of vibrant, magnetic community spaces out of the vacant lots that the city owns. So the idea actually came about from Larry Adams of Walnut Way and myself driving around, and we knew the first project we were going to do was in Milwaukee's Lindsay Heights neighborhood. And Walnut Way is a significant player in that neighborhood. And we decided that we had found this kind of wonderful corner that had two vacant lots and a vacant home, and the vacant home was soon to be torn down. And working with the Walnut Way Housing Committee, which is a name for a group of very dedicated neighbors, we chose to do a park instead of what many folks would have considered our first project, which would have been a urban farm or community garden.
And as you worked with Homegrown, this was a group effort. A lot of different people were part of this project. Who helped you build this park?
It's a long list. And as I said, accepting the award, move over Hillary, it really takes a village to build this type of park. And everyone from the City Office of Environmental Sustainability, where Homegrown is housed, to Walnut Way, Simon Landscaping helped build the park as well. MMSD, our sewage district, contributed funds for the stormwater features there. Zilber Family Foundation, the city, DPW, city development, NIDC, our block grant agency, Outpost Natural Foods, UWM Community Design Solutions provided a lot of the initial designs, Whole Foods. So it was a very long list of partners that helped pull that park together.
All right, so this is clearly a community effort. And briefly, Tim, can you describe the park for us? What would we see if we went there?
If you went there, you would see what you'd visualize is 2 to 3 vacant lots, and it's a corner lot. And as you walk into the park, there's porous pavers, which lead all the water on site down to a 1,000-gallon cistern. There's approximately 70 rose bushes and 27 different species of native plantings. There's a rain garden, and there is a fruit tree orchard that is surrounded by raspberry bushes. So we call it Milwaukee's kind of first sponsored, city-sponsored food forest.
We're speaking with some of the winners right now of the Milwaukee Awards for Neighborhood Development Innovation. These groups have done work including building parks, hearing about that right now, parks in a vacant lot, providing arts education to disadvantaged youth, and more. We're continuing our conversation with some of the winners of the Milwaukee Awards for Neighborhood Innovation. They include Express Yourself Milwaukee, Homegrown, and the Benedict Center Sisters Diversion Project. And before we leave the Ezekiel Gillespie Park, talking with Tim McCullough about that, we should talk a little bit about the focus on the elder community. Tim, why that focus?
It was a very important part of the park. And when you think of, when I've talked to a lot of folks about parks, they initially consider a playground or something like that, or a ball field. And it's really been the elders of this neighborhood around 14th and Wright on the north side of Milwaukee that have been the eyes and ears of that community and the real bedrock of that community. And we wanted to honor those folks that have kept this little part of Milwaukee a much safer and increased the quality of life there. So it was essentially a park to honor those elders that have lived in the community for a number of years and are really the backbone of that community.
We're going to move on now to Donna Hippis. She's the Benedict Center Sisters Diversion Project Program Director, and this program won the PNC Trailblazer Award. Donna, what does this Sisters Diversion Project do?
Well, Sisters Diversion Project comes out of the Benedict Center Women's Harm Reduction Program. We've been around for 40 years, and for that time, we have always worked to offer alternatives to incarceration to women in Milwaukee County. And we work very closely with the District Attorney's Office and with Department of Corrections. We started in 1974 by offering a program that E. Michael McCann and the District Attorney's Office worked with us for the first municipal diversion for women who were arrested for street prostitution. And instead of prosecuting them, the DA would send them to the Benedict Center, and we would do a series of things to help the women move out of that situation into healthier lives. And it's morphed, and now we see about 350 women every single year at the downtown location, and we've been averaging about 100, a little over 100 women for the 3 years that we're doing our outreach in Sisters, and we're located on 37th and North Avenue. And our partners, our very interesting partners, are the Milwaukee Police Department, District 3, and the Medical College of Wisconsin and the District Attorney's Office. And what happens is that the police and the DA has said to me that you cannot arrest your way out of the problem of street prostitution. And everyone says prostitution is is the oldest profession. I don't consider it a profession. I consider it a real tragic situation for everyone involved. But arresting women does not solve anything. It doesn't offer any kind of positive intervention. And any time a woman has just been arrested and incarcerated, she's turned loose within a few days, and there she is back in the same set of circumstances. And I'm working right now in the Washington Park area, and I think that getting this Mandy Award is wonderful on a number of levels. First of all, it recognizes that the work that the Benedict Center is doing is very healthy work, and it really does improve the lives of people in the community. Secondly, though, in something that I think is even more heartening for the women in the program, is the fact that they're starting to see that people recognize that they need help and services, that they should be encouraged. And in past years, what we've heard from people is, we want this problem out of my neighborhood. And I don't say I blame anyone for saying that, because I would want that problem out of my neighborhood as well.
And if a woman is arrested for prostitution and she has the option of, instead of taking the fine or the arrest, joining up with the diversion project, mm-hmm. what sort of options, what sort of avenues might be open to her that weren't there before?
Well, we do a number of things. We offer a drop-in center so people have a safe place to be. We offer groups and programs so women can start working on things such as recovery from addiction services. We work on programs that really start to have women get some help for past trauma in their lives. We do a variety of things to help women start to see themselves differently. I think that when I was listening earlier, the idea of having hope is very important, and that's what we try to give. And women are required through the Diversion Project to be involved with sisters for at least a six-month period of time. But we're seeing that 7 out of 10 women are staying with us for much longer than those 6 months. And it is a very positive thing, because studies have shown that women who try to pull themselves out of prostitution, especially street prostitution, usually try to make that effort anywhere between 5 and 6 times before they're finally successful.
We're talking with 3 winners of the Milwaukee Awards for Neighborhood Development and Innovation right now. Right now, Donna Hippus is with us. She's with the Benedict Center Sisters Diversion Project. And Donna, when women go through this Diversion Project program, typically what sorts of lives do they lead afterwards when they graduate or retain their affiliation with the project?
I would like to say that every woman that's been involved with us is now 100% out of the life and doing extremely well. But we need to realize that this is a step-by-step stage process. Most of the women, we work on things like getting people physical health care that they need, get treatment for mental illness, to get treatment for addiction problems. We also work with women to find employment. Legitimate employment. We look for safe shelter and safe housing. Many of the women who come to us don't have such a thing as a permanent place to be. And so that keeps them involved in those activities, because they need to find a place to light. So by coming to us, they start to build some of the most basic things that people need in order to move forward. But I will say we have a number of women now that are back in school, a number of women that have entered employment, women who have reconnected with family, and so it goes.
And Donna, how could your communities or government better support you? Briefly, please.
I think we are seeing a lot of community support. I think the idea that communities want to support us by either volunteering, by offering help to the women, offering jobs to the women. I think that is what is the most important thing, that we need to, we said for the gardens, it takes a village, it takes an entire country in order to help people get their way out of these situations and leading healthy lives.
Well, congratulations to all of you. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been talking to some of the winners of the Milwaukee Awards for Neighborhood Development Innovation about how they're affecting positive change in Milwaukee. That was Daisy Bowman of Express Yourself Milwaukee First. Then we spoke with Tim McCullough of Homegrown, and lastly, Donna Hippis of the Benedict Center.